Put your seatbelts on, everybody. Pablo Francisco is here. He's performing at the Improv tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. You want to go to chicago.improv.com for all your ticket information. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
That's Although right. I understand these are under tough circumstances. I hope this is okay to mention. You're having some dental problems.
I was eating one of those cereal bars, and and had a little. It broke up, and his tooth broke.
Oh, your tooth broke.
Well, it cracked, yeah. And it was like pulling little tiny pieces. I had to do it, an Indian guy. Tiny pieces of teeth I pull out. So I kind of look like that hash, like corned beef hash Johnson. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, ha cha 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 cha.
Wait, who is corned beef hash Johnson?
Some guy I made up in my head.
How could you tell it was your tooth or a piece of granola?
I was messing with it. I was like, I can pop this one. You know, when you're trying to challenge that nut.
I can beat a nut.
Yeah, but you bite down on that piece of ice until you chisel it all the way down. But this one, it broke it down.
Oh, no.
Do you have a hole?
No, actually, it broke nice and perfect. The dentist goes, we can easily put an implant in.
Yeah.
So they're going to drill it in there and do that kind of thing.
That going to be painful, though, or you'll be okay?
You know what? I've been checking out the procedures up in on the line, and it looks pretty simple, but unless you get those one guys that go, man, I was drinking, and he just put it right in there. And I said, man, I bored the anesthesia. He put like 6 shots. Next thing you know, man, we're talking right now. That kind of thing. So.
I have 2 implants in my teeth, dental implants.
Yep.
They didn't hurt, really, at all.
Just take them. Yeah, I've seen how the procedure, how they do them. They just drill it in there, and then they go really deep down in there, and then they pull it out, and then they
screw the implant in. Yeah. They put like a bolt in your jaw.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
And it's like the Mercedes Benz of dental. But right now I got the Hyundai.
Are you usually pretty good with doctors and dentists, or are you a little leery of them?
Are you a baby?
Actually, no. I'm pretty good with them.
You are okay?
Except for the shot, when they give you a big needle like that to draw blood or something, that's when you turn into like a baby. All right, put it right in there. But catheter, that's the worst, man. That's the best thing, for a woman to keep a guy hostage. Put the catheter there. Hey, I can't move. What happened?
Bones, what's going on? Cannot move. Got the door inside. How do they stick it inside?
I don't think people just have them handy to keep you captive.
Yeah. Well, just in case, people in prison are like that, Put a catheter. No cell. Can't move.
Catheter inside. Someone's drinking water.
But do you dream like this? Are your dreams involved like this?
My dream would be. I dream like it's like a Mysteries Unsolved or something.
I am Robert Stack. Well, Pablo's about to have a dream. If you have any information, what he's dreaming about? What reasons? That's an old impersonation. Who knows me now? I don't know.
Am I hearing your voice on voiceovers for things? Every once in a while, I'll hear a voice and I go, only you, Pablo, can do that voice. Am I hearing you?
Yeah, that's a few Subarus just recently. Subaru.
That's
XP.
It.
Yeah, it's been.
That's you.
Yeah, it's me in there. Sometimes I have to lighten it up.
This summer has XP written all over it. It's called XP.
But now it's all the movies.
They call themselves mercenaries. Get ready. Mickey Ward. He sounds like Sylvester Stallone. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's still around. So I'm getting older and a lot more horny,
right,
too.
Sure.
So instead of saying, I'll be back, it's on my back, okay? Let me tell you. It's going to come to the show. It's going to be good.
There are a lot of actors working today where diction isn't really their thing. They don't really need to enunciate for
they
some
don't.
Weird reason.
They just got to act, I just found out that Transylvania is in Italy, right? It's in Rome, right? Where the area there. So he's Italian. Yeah, pasta. Yes. I don't know. I was just trying to work that one in there.
It worked. It totally worked. We've talked about this with you before. There was a guy, the master of the voiceovers was a man named Don LaFontaine.
Yeah.
Who died a few years ago, sadly.
Yeah, he was doing Frank Caliendo's show called Frank TV at the time, and Frank asked me to come in, and we did the 3 tenadors together, and it was like, I'll get ready in a bottle of an abyss and that kind of thing, and we had like 5 hours to each other. So he goes, well, what are you doing for the next 5 hours? I go, I know things. Let's go to my house. So We went to his house, and he's like, you know, he has those statues that look at you, you know, like the ones.
Oh,
you
they
see.
Do.
Yeah, the
yeah.
ones that look at you know. You go in, and he goes, "You do me better than I do me. If I was you, I would be doing me, doing you, doing me, you and me." And we
you saw
out.
The 60 Minutes piece on him, right? They showed what a day was like for him, where he would go from recording studio to recording studio and just do that in a world thing that we've all heard in the movie ads,
right?
But he would do five of them in a day.
Yeah, this time he goes, "I do three a day, and I live like a king."
Yeah,
and then he has those other guys who come in and "Hi," and I talk like this. I'm like the Disney guy, Hercules, and all your favorite Disney characters. Yeah, that kind of guy. He's like a Casey Kasem.
Yeah,
I'm Casey Kasem, and this is ponderous. I can't believe this damn dog dying. I don't get it. You know, TNT. What's it? AC/DC song. It's done dirt cheap. Boom, neckties, contracts, high voltage, done dirt cheap. That's it. I'm Casey
Kasem.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Have they tapped on you to do any animated films yet? Have you done cartoon work or not?
Right now, I've been, you know, we've been dibbing and dabbing in that a little bit. You know, I've right now do some voiceover for the Universal. Get ready. It's Universal 360 and that kind of thing.
But there's excellent.
But there's all these other guys that come around and, "Hey, man, you talk like this," and he goes into a, you know, "Yeah, are you in good hands?" It's like a good hands kind of guy. You know, are you in good hands? I think techno DJs need to advertise. Yeah. If people dance on those floors for 15 hours. Why not throw some advertisement? "Are you in good hands? Are you in good hands? Are you in good hands?
My Pillow."
Kind of.
"My Pillow, I got so stoned I chopped up some foam and put it in there. My little tiny mattress, little baby pillow."
And a little cross.
"Yes, my
man, if it wasn't for your pillow, man, my headache would not be right here right now. It's incredible. If it wasn't for your pillow, I don't know. I'm crying right now. Your pillow. My pillow." Oh, God. What about these pharmaceutical commercials? "Plavix helps your heart, but you need Busta Rhymes to tell you how bad it is. Why are you going to go? It's going to kill yourself. Why are you going to go urinate? You're going to be suicidal tendency." Jeez. Man, it's witchcraft.
Good Busta Rhymes, Pablo. Very, very good.
Is
there a Cardi B in your repertoire yet or not yet?
No, not yet. I'm working on that one. But there's always that one. There's always that one song. It sounds like Tronic. Then you always have it's
Erotic City.
It's like, what? Where did that come? A little chipmunk? Just go, "Get on down." What is that? I don't get that. Little chipmunks can get involved and stuff.
You don't like chipmunks in your music?
Oh, the other one. Who was this guy? Is it a background singer for the OJs? Changing their voices, going up and down different amplitudes. That's witchcraft.
Was putting the donuts next to you a good idea or a bad idea? We should not have put the Krispy Kremes by you.
Krispy Kreme sounds happy. Krispy Kreme, but Dunkin' Donut.
Dunkin' Donut. Dunkin'. I have to go to Dunkin' Donut.
But I can come to Krispy Kreme.
Pablo Francisco is
here. He shouldn't have any sugar.
No sugar.
What would happen?
No more sugar.
No sugar for me, okay?
No sugar.
You cannot have no sugar. Come
not
on.
Not a good idea.
No sugar for me, okay?
Sugar-free Pablo Francisco is here right now. You can see him at the Improv tonight through Sunday. You want to go to chicago.improv.com. All your information's there. More in a moment. Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Our guest is getting a lot of love on the text line right now.
Oh, nice. I would imagine. Because people love Robert Stack. Everyone loves Robert Stack.
I'm Robert Stack.
How is what you do on stage today different from when you very first started doing stand-up comedy?
It's the same, man.
Is it the same?
It's a little bit ADD, EFG, HIJKLMNOP. But yeah, it's just like to goof off, but in a good way, you know.
With my course, you can do it. You can goof off.
No, it's... Yeah, you just get a lot of things off your shoulders and, you know, trying to work on jealous guys. Jealous guys, that's right. Their women are walking out the door. "You gonna wear that tonight? What's up with that, huh? You bought it. I don't care." There's no punchline yet.
You don't need punchlines. Who needs punchlines? Overrated.
Yeah.
So from the very beginning, when you decided you wanted to do stand-up, you thought, this is the way I'll do it. I'll just be all over the place and manic. That was the idea from the very beginning?
Yeah. I said, I'd pick a road to go down there, and then we'll split it up, and then we'll go back together again. And you know, it's as long as it kind of makes sense. You know, I don't want to go jump from one topic and then act like, you know, like I'm talking out. Yeah, it's there's a goal. The goal is to get the big laugh and get your point across. You know,
can I guess an inspiration?
Sure.
I'm just guessing. Robin Williams.
I was when I watched Mork and Mindy and stuff. I didn't like him too much on that show, but I saw him on Happy Days. That's when he would really go off. That's when you get the good Robin Williams. But then again, he's always good. He's always going to make you laugh.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. I was in San Francisco and I sold out Cobb's right there, and right next door he sold out his show. So it's like we're right next door to each other. But
how are you?
he was always
so fast,
such
and quick, a fast mind,
drinking lots of water, and you know just sweating a lot. So
yeah,
I don't sweat that much, but you know, I shake. Okay, but we're right now working on a new hour right now, and it's called Here We Go Again, and we're gonna add some cartoons in there. It's gonna be
nice.
Yeah, so you know, we make fun of Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's a convicted felon, doesn't have a right to vote, but has every right to come to your house and spray mace in your face. You know, like, yes, it's the deadliest catch. These guys go out of their way, and they brag about it too. That's right, man. We put our lives on the line, so for they can put their lives on the line, so some drunk at Hooters can get his damn crab legs. You know, I want to take a bunch of prostitutes, put them in an apartment, call it Hoarders.
Yes, it's Con Pond. Yes, I got this thing. They're all in Con Pond.
The guy just spins around, puts a mustache on. Okay, let me take a look at it, okay? Christ was born in this. He was born in this blanket. Yes, he sure was. How much you want? $1 million. Okay, did you dry clean this?
Do you watch a lot of reality TV? Are you stuck on the reality TV shows?
I watch a little bit of with Storage Wars. You want to figure out they're going to find some kind of ruble in there.
Yeah,
but, it's so fun. If you want Storage Wars, this is what you do: you have a big yard sale, get your friend on cocaine to auction off everything. Okay, I'm going to buy this. But I mean, I think the producers are actually they're going to put a diamond in there. Hey man, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Whoa. And watching these guys brag about how much all the junk they buy. They bought some diapers and whatever, toilet and there's a ruble.
Yeah, how'd that happen? That's so crazy.
Ruble.
What about overseas? Are you working in other countries or just in the U.S. right now?
We just got back from Hong Kong.
Oh, what was that like?
Hong Kong. Okay. We went to Jackie Chan's house and he goes, leave me alone, Anku. We went there and then went to Bruce Lee's house. He wasn't home. I think he was doing a lot of cocaine. The way he talks, hey, just stop doing Bruce Lee, Dragon Ball, 8-Ball Z. He sounds like a chicken. What? He's doing a lot of cocaine there.
I like the announcer would say he sounds like a chicken.
He sounds like a chicken. And he's on cocaine. Scarface, Bruce Lee.
Or say hello to my little tiny friend, okay? It's tiny.
Who makes that noise?
Who makes that noise?
I like you. Your style is unorthodox.
Do you remember a comedian? Wendy and I have discussed this man many times on the show, Charlie Callis.
Charlie Callis sounds familiar. Yes.
He would do during his stand-up. Yeah, he would just make noises for no reason.
That's where Cardi B ripped it off from.
Yeah, all the time.
He'd be telling a joke, all right, and the other day something happened. Like a transition.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Robin to the Batmobile.
Like Scoob, come on. Scooby-Doo, huh?
Sounds like a Michael J. Fox Shaggy.
Come on, Doc. Come on. Scooby.
So drugs are going on there, Scooby-Doo. And they have, and Shaggy always have the munchies. And Johnny Quest going in and out of jungles. There's drugs involved.
Like Scoob.
You mentioned Johnny Quest. You're my favorite.
What's going on there? Well, Rush, you talk like this. Watch out, there, race. Watch out. There, get the neutron bullet.
Hey, everybody. I'm your Fudgy. How are you? Adopted. Come on.
Don't you think if they do a Johnny Quest movie, Mike Pence has got to play Race Bannon?
Mike Pence,
exactly like him.
Yeah, they're kind of so Mike Pence. Who play Johnny Quest? Let's see here. Who could play Johnny Quest?
Bieber.
Bonner? Bieber?
Yeah.
That's Eddie Haskell. Hey, Miss Bieber. Can't do that. I'm trying to run my home. Hey, but...
Hey, yo, Wally, get the beef dog out of here. Bandit. Come on, Bandit.
Okay. Jeez. Who would play? Leaf Garrett play? I don't know.
Garrett might be too old.
Might be. Just a little too old, huh?
No, okay. 58 for Johnny Quest. I don't know. I would play, but maybe.
Okay, and then who would play the evil person? Probably Simon.
That's right. You suck. You know, I give you a zero.
Simon Cow is evil. Yeah. I guess he's evil, but, you know. What can you say? Hey, all right. That's Ronnie Dangerfield. He's out of the picture.
He's gone. That's sad. He's gone.
We have Dennis Hopper. Come on, man. Am I still alive? I don't know, man. Come on. Somewhere. Your great Johnny Quest, huh? Come on, man. Toothless weirdo Pablo. Hash brown junkyard dog.
Thanks for the edit, by the way.
What's it like for the other comic in the car when you're driving to a job, say in Arizona, and you guys have 5,000 miles to drive? Do they survive this?
No, actually, we start bouncing. My roommates at the time, Steve Kramer, he'd be like, hey, you can do a tattoo. I tried to do a tattoo. Hello, the plane. I mean, he's a midget, but he sees the plane. I don't get it. You know, a tattoo, yes, but that would be Captain Kirk. I don't know. Going back to the hash brown stuff. I don't know. Hey, what am I doing? All right, bing, bing. Come to the show. I'm Casey Kasem, and it's time for a long-distance dedication. It reads, Dear Casey, Pablo found out 2 weeks ago he was type 2 diabetic. Could you please play Pour Some Sugar on Me?
My favorite thing about you is that you leave out both setups and punchlines.
I know.
It still works.
I tried to put it in there. Got to structure it. That's right. It's one of those classes you see on the internet.
All right, Rust. Okay. You have shows to do. Pablo Francisco is going to be at the Improv in Woodfield. You want to go to chicago.improv.com. He's there tonight. He's got two shows tomorrow. He's got two shows Saturday and a show on Sunday. Wow, it's always good to see you. Hey, thanks, man. So much for being here, Pablo.
Good. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here at the Allstate Studio. You're in good hands.
Good luck with the tooth.
Thanks, buddy.
Good luck with the tooth.
You can call me buddy. I like it.
That's a compliment.
You're on top like this. How you...
More after this. Spilling on WGN.